The third function of a mythology is the sociological, validating and enforcing the moral order of a certain specific society. And here again we are at sea. The laws of society, the conditions of life, have transformed themselves so rapidly that almost everything I was taught as a boy is now completely outdated, and a totally new world of possibilities and necessities has come about. Again, our sociological mythology is tacked onto an old, old system. And those who hang on to these as God-given laws are in trouble. With this, I might say that there are two traditions of moral order in our tradition. One from the Near East, by way of the Bible, where the laws of life are dictated by a God and cannot be changed, what are called the moral laws. The other comes from Greece, from the time of the 5th century Greece and Athens. The notion of the social order as based on a system of thought that human beings have brought forth with ideas of valid themes for a civilization to strive for, valid ends, and institutions to bring these about. These two are in conflict in our psyches. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, we are with, let us say, Prometheus. And on Sunday, we're with Job. And Monday, we're on the psychiatrist's couch. The conflict of Job and Prometheus is symptomatic of two totally different mythologies. You remember, God was pretty nasty to Job, not because Job was bad, but because Job was good. He boasted to the devil, see Job, my good man, how he worships me. And the devil said, well, make things tough for him and see how it goes. So God said, I'll bet you. And Job said, I bet you. And Job had it tough. And then God shows himself finally. And did God say, well, look, Job, I had to bet with this fellow. Or did he try to get around it? He simply said, listen, are you big? I am. Can you fill Leviathan's nose with harpoons? I can. Try it. And what did Job do? He said, I've heard of you with my ears, but seeing you with my eyes, I cover my head with ashes. Who is man? What is man that he should dare to think of you? No Greek would do that. When Zeus, who was a big fellow too, could fill Leviathan's nose with harpoons, pinned Prometheus to a rock because Prometheus had cheated him out of the fat of the sacrifice. A delegation came to Prometheus and said, look, say I apologize, I'm sorry, and he'll let you go. And what did Prometheus say? He said, you tell him I despise him. When the deity behaves in an immoral way, he loses face. In the Greek world, when he behaves in an immoral way, in the Eastern world, he transcends morality. He represents a principle beyond it. These are two conflicting points of view. What would they say in India? In India, they'd say Prometheus represents the mind, and Yahweh, with his power, represents the dynamic of which the mind is simply the observer. The mind's laws are not those of nature. But we've got these mixed up in our tradition, the two in collision.